Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Science Revolution, as the world burns, more fossil fuels are being used every day on planet Earth. Atmospheric carbon dioxide levels passed 416 parts per million this week at the Mauna Loa Observatory in Hawaii. This doesn't qualify as a crime against humanity. Nothing does. And Ingrid Newkirk, founder and president of PETA, joins me about her new book, Animal Kind, Remarkable Discoveries About Animals and Revolutionary New Ways to Show Them Compassion. Stay tuned. I wanted to share a story with you that I think is a really important one here. As the world burns, more and more fossil fuels are being used every day worldwide. We're not seeing a reduction in fossil fuel production or consumption. We're seeing a steady increase around the world. And atmospheric carbon dioxide levels just this last week at the Mauna Loa Observatory in Hawaii, this is like, you know, the top of this giant mountain where they can get relatively pristine air, and because they're out in the middle of the Pacific, it's not being influenced by nearby emissions like, you know, a power plant in the next state, that kind of thing. They just hit 416 parts per million. In the 300,000 years since modern human beings populated this planet, carbon dioxide levels have never been this high. The fossil fuel industry has literally created an atmosphere to which the human species is not adapted. And as a consequence of that, I just saw there's a massive storm right now heading for Western Europe, a bomb cyclone. Now, I don't recall bomb cyclones even being a thing prior to about 10 years ago. But they're a thing because the Arctic is melting, and large chunks of the Arctic have melted. And the result of that is that that ice cap up there, which used to stabilize the weather patterns of the Northern Hemisphere, are largely gone. And so you've got the jet stream doing all these drooly things that it never did before. And so you end up with weather patterns moving far more slowly than they used to because the jet stream has weakened and it's not traveling as fast. And the result of that is that when you get rain, instead of getting one day of rain, you get 5 days of rain, which is called a flood. And when you get drought or high pressure dry area, instead of getting a week of high pressure dry area, nice weather, you get a year of it or 6 months of it. And the consequence of that, you can see in Australia right now, the entire continent is on fire. You see it in California during the summer. Wildfire season is going to start in a couple of months here in the Northern Hemisphere. Sea level is rising. There was a huge chunk of ice just broke off of Antarctica earlier this week. We're seeing Greenland melting to the tune of billions of gallons of water an hour. This is something that our species, our human race, has never before confronted. And we're just at the very, very earliest part of it in terms of seeing the actual unambiguous changes, the cyclones and hurricanes and tornadoes and massive storms and high winds and floods and droughts and bomb cyclones. We're just starting to see this, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse unless we do two things. Number one, we have to stop producing these fossil fuels and burning these fossil fuels. And, you know, that's the we must do it. And the good news is that we now have the technology to do that. We have the technology to produce as a transportable liquid energy system, hydrogen, for example, which can be made by simply running electricity through water. It splits the water into hydrogen and oxygen. One element accumulates on the positive pole, and one element accumulates on the negative pole, the cathode and anode. And actually, it's the other way around. And just take the hydrogen. Bill Gates just commissioned a super yacht that runs on hydrogen. that you can make out of seawater. And you can generate the electricity to make that hydrogen with solar panels. There are possibilities. But here we just hit 416 parts per million. This should be a screaming headline all over the world. And as 17-year-old climate activist Greta Thunberg said, the saddest thing is that this won't be breaking news. And it truly is sad. And meanwhile, Donald Trump and the entire Republican Party continue to deny that this is even an issue. I mean, they're literally saying, this is not an issue. It's a hoax. The global warming hoax. Why? Because they're taking money from a multi-billion dollar fossil fuel industry and from a relatively small group of people who became billionaires in the fossil fuel business. At the head of that line, Charles Koch, but there's a whole bunch of others. And they've been funding the Republican Party and a few Democrats, too, although most of the Democrats that were denying climate change are now long gone, funding these things for years and years and years. And these politicians who are taking money from these folks, they want to continue taking the cash. I mean, it's like a money laundering machine. Make money poisoning the planet, take some of that money, give it to politicians. The politicians get to stay in power to allow you to continue poisoning the planet and deny the fact that you're poisoning the planet at all. If this doesn't qualify as a crime against humanity, frankly, I don't know what does. We are looking at our planet becoming increasingly uninhabitable, our children and grandchildren's future becoming increasingly bleak. And it is only being taken seriously by a handful of countries around the world. When the solutions are right in front of us, I mean, this is the essence of the Green New Deal, is we now have the technology between solar power, wind power, wave power, geothermal, biomass, with all of these systems now, we can produce energy that can power the planet, that can power a standard of life that we're used to. I mean, 20 years ago, the argument against anything like the Green New Deal, or even the argument against stopping burning fossil fuels was, well, you want to go back to living teepees and clothing yourself with animal skins? Well, we don't have to do that. I mean, we didn't have to do that then, but now we definitely don't have to do that. You can generate electricity right now using solar and wind cheaper in most parts of the world than you can using fossil fuels. But the world continues to subsidize the fossil fuel industry to the tune of $3 trillion a year, $600 billion of that every year right here in the United States, coming out of your taxes, going right into the pockets of the fossil fuel billionaires. So it's time for us to wake up, and it's time for this to become, as Greta Thunberg said, breaking news, that we are in a climate crisis. It is one that the fossil fuel industry knew was coming and has known was coming since the 70s, arguably even long before that. But certainly, I mean, you look at the internal documents from some of these companies in the 70s and 80s, they absolutely knew what was coming down the road. And instead of doing something about it, they started funding people with scientific credentials who were willing to lie to the public about the dangers in order to maintain their profits. This is a crime against humanity. And we need to wake people up, share the word, and get active on this thing. All of us, right now. Tom Hartman here with you, and on the line with us is Ingrid Newkirk. She's got a new book out along with Gene Stone. It's titled Animal Kind, Remarkable Discoveries About Animals and Revolutionary New Ways to Show Them Compassion. Ingrid, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Tom.
I should add, you are the founder and president of PETA, the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, an organization that I have known about, worked with. I gave a keynote speech at one of your, this was back in 1980, I think. 1980 or 81, one of your early conventions. But anyway, I've been with you guys for a long time, and I think it's just wonderful what you're doing. IngridNewkirk.com, by the way, the website, and of course, PETA.org, P-E-T-A.org. Tell us what you learned in researching this book. What were the most remarkable discoveries in your mind?
Oh, boy, Tom, I thought I knew just about everything because I collect all this information about news reports of animal communication and intelligence and emotions and so on. But in researching the book, I learned huge numbers of things I didn't know. And it's hard to know where to start. But, for example, you mentioned the intelligence test we talk about in the book. And there is one now called the gold standard of animal intelligence. And I mean, take it or leave it, this is what researchers now use. And it's to show how intelligent an animal is. So it's called the mirror test. And if you can recognize yourself in the mirror, you're intelligent. Tribal peoples have problems with this. Chimpanzees have been able to think, oh, that's not someone attacking me, that's me. A little tiny fish called the wrasse, who is also known as the teeth-cleaning fish, because you can watch this on National Geographic. Big fish line up for this little fish to go in their mouths and take out the debris between their teeth. This tiny fish can recognize herself in the mirror, and she not only recognizes herself, but she starts to preen, just like Kim Kardashian.
Hmm. That's remarkable. I have one cat that does and two cats that don't. Where are we at in this country? You know, around the world, obviously, there's a lot of things are much worse in many, many parts of the world than they are in the United States. But broadly speaking, where are we at in the way that we're treating our fellow, particularly mammalian, but across the species spectrum, our fellow animals on this planet? We tend to forget the fact that humans are animals.
Yeah, so we're always at war with each other. Our own species is always killing itself. It runs the spectrum, really, Tom, because we've come so far, and people, in part, thanks to the internet and all the videos you see, people do realize that animals are thinking, they are feeling, they experience fear and love and joy, and they want to be free and all that sort of stuff. But we also are not only beginning what Joaquin Phoenix on the Oscars was talking about, this connectedness that we have to feel with all the other species, that we're all in this together, but we still do some atrocious things like trophy hunting, for example. Botswana just opened up elephant hunting for the first time in years, so that was a regressive step. And we still have so many animals in laboratories. We've got rid of a lot of tests. We just got rid of the forced swim test, where they drop these little animals into beakers of water, and they struggle desperately. And the researchers just record how long it takes for them to stop struggling. I mean, ludicrous things like the Harlow experiments you mentioned. But we also still do psychology experiments on animals that are hideously cruel, taking monkeys away from their mothers still in some experiments. And, of course, we're seeing the rise of veganism. We're seeing the rise of vegan clothing. We're seeing an end to cosmetics tests on animals. But we're seeing an end to circuses that use animals. But on the other hand, we've got a long, long way to go.
I'm always looking for turning points. And my wife and I became vegetarian in 67, 68, way back in the day, really as part of our anti-Vietnam War activism and flirting with transcendental meditation and stuff like that. But maybe a year ago, I think it was, Arnold Schwarzenegger produced a movie for, as I recall, it's on Netflix. I'm not, correct me if I'm wrong. It's called Game Changers. And it's about all these world-class athletes. I mean, literally the strongest man in the world, the fastest woman in the world, these extraordinary athletes who are all completely plant-based diet, no animal products whatsoever, and they're not doing it because they're compassionate about animals. They're doing it because it's the optimal way to achieve good health and peak performance. And in the middle of the movie, one of the guys who's making the movies, his dad has a heart attack, and they put him on this diet, and boom, his heart disease resolves by 6 months down the road. I mean, it's just amazing stuff. Are we seeing major tipping points like we saw in the 60s, largely coming out of pacifism and spirituality, now coming out of health and this emerging sense of compassion that we're all sentient beings here on this planet?
Yeah, absolutely. And Game Changers, I can't recommend it enough. I'm a Formula One race car fan, and the world champion is Lewis Hamilton. And Lewis is actually an ethical vegan. But once he became vegan, he has said nothing has improved his race more. And he is now, I think he's 7-time world champion. He's opened a vegan restaurant in London. And all these athletes, Rich Roll, you know, long-distance runners, there's a German weightlifter who can pull a truck with people in it, a school bus with people in it, all vegan. And so people say, where do you get your protein? And nowadays you think people are learning. You can have vegan anything you want. There are taste-alikes that aren't made from animal flesh and blood and milk and eggs and so on. But also it is cleaning out your arteries. It's getting you away from obesity, diabetes, you know, high blood pressure, cancer. So, yes, there is a huge health push. There is a huge push among athletes. You know, the Williams sisters, the tennis sisters, they are vegan too. And it's really exciting for many reasons. But compassion, obviously, is what we need to have for each other. And we need to learn more about animals and learn how they are not just like us, they are us. We're all in it together.
People say, where are you getting your protein? And I said, well, you're eating dead cows and pigs. Where did they get their protein? And they give this blank look, like, didn't you know cows are vegetarians? I mean, elephants are vegetarians. It's like some of the most powerful animals, hippopotamuses, rhinos. I mean, they're all vegans, I mean, essentially. So,
stallions, yes.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, Tom, I have to tell you, you know, we talk about human heroes. Animal heroes I have in the book, but one I didn't get into the book was during the L.A. fires. This horse was, I saw on the news, was about to be loaded into a trailer, and the horse farm behind him was completely enshrouded with smoke, and behind that was the fire. And suddenly, he heard something. His ears pricked up, and he ran back down the road and into this smoke-filled ranch, and everyone's heart was in their mouth saying, oh, God, don't go back in there. And he had heard a mare, Winnie, and he went back in. He found her and the foal, and he led them all out to safety on the road. I mean, that's like The Rock in some Hollywood blockbuster.
Yeah, that is truly remarkable. It's a marvelous book. It's called Animal Kind by Ingrid Newkirk. Remarkable discoveries about animals and revolutionary new ways to show them compassion. Ingrid Newkirk, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Tom.
The website's Ingrid Newkirk, spelled just like it sounds, and of course, PETA, PETA.org, People for Ethical Treatment of Animals. Wonderful stuff. Sponsoring the interview this week is New Leaf Natural CBD Oil. Boy, with all this impeachment stuff and Trump treason flying around, you know, I have been doubling my CBD oil dose. I love CBD oil. It doesn't get you high. And it's non-toxic, but it's a potent pain reliever and it has potent pain relieving and anti-inflammatory properties, I think is the proper way to say that. And the brand I trust the most is New Leaf Naturals. NU Leaf Naturals CBD oil is the highest quality CBD oil on the market. It's 100% organic, highly concentrated, has no additional additives, grown in the USA, and the only ingredient is hemp. So the product remains in its most pure and simple form. Go to newleafnaturals.com, that's NUleafnaturals.com, and save 30% off and get free shipping in the U.S. when you use the code TOM, it's spelled T-H-O-M. Go to NUleafnaturals.com. For premium cannabinoid wellness, there's only one place, newleafnaturals.com. That's newleafnaturals.com, that's NUleafnaturals.com. Code TOM, it's spelled T-H-O-M, newleafnaturals.com. That's it for today's Science Revolution. And remember, change begins with you. Tag, you're it.